for. And if you could only let it be, you would see I like you the way you are. When we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody out, round everyone out. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You try to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me why the hell they gonna make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn. Dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else. And everyone else, you're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool.
What's up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencommunum-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. Hello. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definition of the word cool is, I wouldn't say that there's like necessarily one succinct definition for today. It is International Women's Day. March 8th is always International Women's Day. And so we have an episode of exclusively femme and women artists. And what a better way to open the show than with the woman who invented punk music, Avril Lavigne, with her song Complicated, which is so good. I've been like revisiting Avril Lavigne recently because I did like a cover set of some Avril Lavigne songs several years ago, and I just like rediscovered, or like I was going through my old playlists and I found it, and I've just been listening to the same like five songs on repeat, and we did Complicated, obviously, and it's just been very fun. She also has a new album. She has a new album coming out. Like, cool, good for her. I like don't really think that I will listen to it, but I will hold and cherish my Avril Lavigne memories and nostalgia very close to my heart. We're talking about like the gendered dynamics of coolness today, and kind of like I was so honored to be a guest on Henna Imam's show yesterday, This Is Not Fine, which airs every other Monday at 4 p.m. And we talked about women in music, and it's a really interesting episode. If you want to listen to it, you can. It's up on CATR.ca. But there were so many things that we were like able to touch on, but also so many things that we weren't. So I kind of want to talk about that a bit, but for the most part, let's stick to cool. I think that something that I talk a bit about, or that I've talked about on this show before, I feel like I've never like explicitly, we've never done an episode that's like about gender and coolness and like what coolness is and whatever in relation to gender. But the thing that I wanted to touch on first was this idea of like coolness and being impressive. I think there's a very strong motivator to like align yourself or oneself with cool, whatever that means, like shows or albums or artists or memes, like cool markers of like cultural cool, I guess, in a way that like sacrifices or doesn't, maybe not sacrifice, that's like a very dramatic word, but that alignment, the focus of it being to be impressive, and to be like seen, to be validated, I guess. Something that Hannah and I talked about was how there are like, specifically in music, but just also generally, like cultural coolness that like is male dominated, and also like what's seen as valid in that sphere, like that landscape, is this alignment with masculinity and maleness. And how that is, well, A, I just find that like so boring. I'm so sorry. But like, oh my God, I don't care. Like, that's just not interesting to me. I find it like actively uncool, I guess, if someone is so strongly aligning themselves with like, A, like anything that's like there's nothing wrong, obviously, with like enjoying older pieces of culture or older pieces of music, but that strong like attachment and like this is the best thing that's ever happened. This is where music or art was like at its peak. Everything else that's come after is boring or vapid or drivel. All of these things that often are like used in a way to put down like artists who are women and artists who like align themselves with like feminine like subjects and stuff, which is just so like A, boring, but then also B, limiting in not allowing yourself or to be open to or to accept or experience innovation, what is objectively innovation, as something that is intricate and unique and building on this tradition that historically has been male dominated. So that's just a fun fact, I guess. We are going to move on. This is Rover by Necking. This album came out in 2019. It's off of Cut Your Teeth by Necking off of Mint Records, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone.
energy between us.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Owl by Princess Apparently off of their May 2019 album Princess Apparently. Just before that, you heard the song Gadfly by the band Gadfly off of their album EP Gadfly. And then opened that set with Rover by Necking off of their July 2019 album Cut Your Teeth. You're listening to Teach a Moment, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not, and there is no definition of the word cool today. We're talking about coolness and gender, something that I wanted to talk about kind of briefly just because we're running out of time already, is how, like, the non-male voice already inherently is an act of and, like, just is a transgression. And so, like, especially when talking about things like relationship dynamics and, I don't know, just, like, well, I guess that's the main one where you, like, hear it in music, but literally any topic where a non-man is speaking, it is kind of, like, a little bit inherently oppositional to the, like, dominant male narrative of whatever the thing is. So, like, if you think about relationships, just because that's the first thing that came to my brain, like, this idea of, like, oh, like, my ex is crazy and, like, whatever, I don't know, men, the way men talk about things, like, very, like, biggest babies victims in the entire world, something I think about a lot. This is just whatever, but, like, just, like, in my interactions with, like, men being emotional, for the most part, they really think that, like, because they're feeling something at all, they are feeling it, like, the most deeply and, like, no one could possibly understand. It's like, no, like, you're having a normal experience. Like, you can communicate and you can calm down. Like, you aren't special because you're feeling something. Anyway, like, as, like, this group that has dominated in, I guess, specifically patriarchal societies, but as this demographic that, like, is so privileged, there are so many, their perspective on so many things is, like, inherently in that kind of, like, relationship. So having anyone from, like, any marginalized group, but we're going to specifically talk about women and non-men today because it is International Women's Day, March 8th. It's inherently opposing that and subverting it and being transgressive. So we're going to move on. This is Danced Into My Life by Blue Hawaii off of their new EP, My Best Friend's House. But we're actually going to listen to a couple ads before we listen to that song. So enjoy those and these, and then you will hear Danced Into My Life by Blue Hawaii.
The 21st edition of Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 5th to 15th, 2022. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, Doxa will present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. The hybrid in-person online festival will include both live and pre-recorded conversations with filmmakers, as well as some industry-specific events. Visit doxafestival.ca for more details.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamunam-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Someone to Chill With, Earth Eater Remix by Erica DeCassier off of the Sensational Remixes. Erica DeCassier is going to be performing at Paradise here in Vancouver on March 24th. Tragically, the show is sold out, but just so you know, I guess. Just before that, you heard Heart 2 featuring Rebecca Black by Umru and Pedal Supply. And then opened that set with Danced Into My Life by Blue Hawaii off of their new EP, My Best Friend's House. That was the one song that we have never played on this show before. And the one song that I had not heard because it was the one song that was not yet released from the EP. And now it is out. And it was, as I expected, very good. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CHR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. There is no definition of the word cool today. It is International Women's Day. We're just talking about, like, coolness and gender, I guess, more generally. Something that I talked about a bit at the top of the show was, like, the relationship between, like, coolness and, like, impressiveness. Like, the desire, I guess, to impress. And what that, where I think that's coming from a lot of the time is, and I talked about this a bit in this last break as well, but like our cultural idea, this cultural cool, is built on and of all of these different mediums and platforms that historically have been incredibly male dominated. And obviously, this is improving and people are getting, non-men are getting more representation and opportunities and stuff in all these different places. it's still, there's like this legacy of talent or coolness or just like lauded art or experiences that is pretty much exclusively from the male perspective. And meaning like the reason that they are lauded in that way is because men lauded them. So being, I guess, in this reality where non-men do have a lot more access to produce things, to speak on things, to critique things, to lift and platform things that they find interesting and they find whatever culturally cool, it is still with this like legacy and yeah, like history that is predicated on all of this assumption and all of this assumption of fact that things that have been seen as quality are in fact quality, which is not necessarily true at all. Also, like, there are so many, like, I feel so lucky to be in a community and, like, be in a world where I work with, my workplace is mostly non-men, and the spaces that I participate in and, like, other organizations that I work with, like, again, like, very, 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 the proportions are, like, very much favor non-men in leadership positions and stuff like that. But that is absolutely not the case in most spaces, which is really, like, I feel very intimidated and nervous by that. I don't know, like, the amount of, like underlying distress that I feel personally as a non-man person around men, like, in any scenario, like, experiencing that, navigating workplaces, navigating events, navigating, like, personal life stuff, like, I feel so lucky that I don't have to really worry about that so much. But most people do. The vast majority of people do. Which, like, it's that discomfort and, yeah, that distress that I think is not really, it's not really seen as a, like, it's not, like, seen as the universal experience that it is, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, we're going to move along. This is Charlie XCX's single Beg For You featuring Rina Sawayama. This is one of the singles off of her upcoming album Crash, which comes out in 10 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. So that's pretty cool. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Take you to the airport, make out under the bathroom lights. Put your lips on my lips, I'll remember your kiss on the nights when I miss you. Something I can't forget when I'm restless in bed. Yeah, you got me obsessed. Oh, don't you leave me this way. Won't you wait another hour or two? You know I need you to stay. Don't make me beg.
is a drinking water settlement for First Nations, and the claims process is now open. The settlement includes $1.8 billion in compensation to some individuals and First Nations subject to long-term drinking water advisories from November 1995 to June 2021, and $50 million for eligible individuals who suffered specific injuries due to these advisories. If you are a First Nations member impacted by a long-term drinking water advisory, you may be eligible for compensation. You will also have free access to legal advice and support while filling out your claim. This is the first drop in recognizing the communities impacted. For more information or to submit your claim, visit firstnationsdrinkingwater.ca.
Tune in to Tea Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Try to disarm me. Deep in the jungle, you try to disarm me.
Try to disarm me.
You look crimson, eyes like a blitzen. He move like a vixen. Head ducked down from the piston. House of munition. I flipped his dick with conviction. We kept it slick and seditious. Made him my mistress. Maligay tangam narcissus. Smoking and vicious. Steeped in the sea of my sickness. We get it back to my business. Right in the land of the wicked. Artists, they smell so ambitious. I hack at them all like a witness. Come check the litmus. Come check the thickness. Never a hero. I'm citric. Fight at my show cause it's fitness. Fuck all your groupies. They witness it. I'm not your fucking groupie. I'm in this. Don't speak when I'm cooling my thesis. Forgive me. Fuck all your kings and your queens and your armies. Deep in the jungle, you try to disarm me. Deep in the jungle, you try to disarm me. Deep in the jungle, you try to disarm me. Deep in the jungle, you try to disarm me. Deep in the jungle, you try to disarm me. Deep in the jungle, you try to disarm me. Deep in the jungle, you try to disarm me. Deep in the jungle, you try to disarm me. Deep in the jungle, you try to disarm me. I never act humble, I'm always alarming. I'm trying to fight, but these bitches stay sparring. Appetite for destruction, and I'm always starving.
Work on my wind up like I'm Murakami.
Make up my mind, but I'll never be solving. Deep in the jungle, you might try to bargain. Deep in my hubris, I'll always be guarding.
Deep the jungle, creeping up the leaves of time, believe a couple, feeling best for evil, asshole demons, capsule niggas, babble, the mark of Cain is all too plain, it throws in pain, I've lost my way, the lock and aim of cock and spray, but not today, not today, fuck the scuppers trying to kill me, I'm Christian, don't know where to sin.
In the jungle, listen to spirits of songs. Ride around, swing a light on some tree and some bark. I got some trees just to spark, and I don't care. There is a million of y'all. Kamikaze, it don't mean on your sockers. Got the blade, guillotine on the mark. Out in the blaze, I feel so amazing. Who try to play me?
Expecting a trip when it comes to cargo. Inspecting this pack, the name's Marlo. Requesting in bricks just to make the car load. Flex from a whip meet at Ricardo's. I got a big slick ride, and she looks like a flick. Like my nemesis, real hot and thick. Like an ass with a waist and she act real slick. Trick me thrice like you got a damn lick. I'm gonna say it like I got a big dick. He might react like he ain't worth shit. I'm at the bank with a mask like I'm sick. I brought a bag and let's fill it up quick. I'm gonna light up your silly little kick. Call me a terror when I come for your gig. Arikad, hand me the stick. Burn it all down with a brick. Exit the castle with a pick. I eat your body with a flick. I'm deep in the jungle, so impolitic. Deep in the jungle, I'm plotting. Shoot your best shots at me, I'm feeling nothing. My stripes and my skills are alarming. Bitch, I'm deep in the jungle, you try your disarming. Bitch, bitch, bitch. You look crimson, eyes like a blitzen. He move like a vixen. Head ducked down from the piston. House of munition. I flipped his dick with conviction. We kept it slick and seditious.
We kept it slick and seditious.
Like that's interesting. You're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't fucking understand. Like, why don't you just fucking tell me this shit? Like, how else would I fucking know the truth? Like, what the fuck? Okay, like, okay, so you don't love me anymore. Okay, fine, whatever. Like, that's how it's gonna fucking be. Is that what you want? Is that what you fucking want?
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Nevermind by Massank. Just before that was Deep in the Jungle featuring Backwash by Cartel Madras off of their album The Serpent and the Tiger. And then opened that set with Charlie XCX's single Beg for You featuring Rina Sawayama. You're listening to Digital Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. There is no definition of the word cool today. We're talking about just like coolness and gender, I guess, more generally. Kind of namely like the the way that, like, what is considered cool and, like, this, the, like, cultural construction of coolness was created by men. And so, like, that perspective really colors everything underneath that umbrella and how we can not deal with that anymore. The vibes, those vibes are so bad. Those vibes are so bad. It is International Women's Day. What's up to all the non-men out there? I hope that everyone is feeling loved, protected, etc. I kind of touched on this earlier, but I think I remember when, like, the most kind of, like, comfort that I, dork, have ever felt is, like, in moments of, like, understanding that, like, patriarchy and men generally are distressing, and that, like, there's a current of, like, I don't want to say, like, fear or anger or resentment or whatever. Like, it's just, like, a distress. And being, like, I guess validated in that is a really lovely thing. So that's cool. Maybe that's, like, a sad note to end on, but we're going to close with the song Flowers Are Dead by Yule off of their most recent release, Glitch Princess. Thank you so much for listening. If you aren't a feminist, I don't know what to tell you. You should probably deal with that, though, because that's pretty freaking cringe, if I'm going to be honest. This is Flowers Are Dead. Up next is Into the Woods with the fabulous Mel Woods. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You.